Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday, the 2nd of March. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. First, we have news of a forthcoming change to the rules on providing information about employment terms and conditions. The new regulations will still allow pensions information to be provided separately, but from April 2020, details of any other benefits must be provided in the principal statement. That information must also be given to workers as well as to employees. The Pensions and Lifetime Savings Association has published its 2020 Stewardship Guide, setting out voting recommendations for pension schemes. This will be of particular interest as trustees will soon be required to explain their voting behaviour, including significant votes cast, in publicly available implementation statements. In other news, the government has published new regulations making changes to exit credits under the local government pension scheme and is consulting on the expansion of the dormant assets scheme, although it's not expected that pensions will be included in the expanded arrangements. The full version of What's New This Week also has links to the pensions regulator's latest blog post and a report on a Court of Appeal decision about a transfer to avoid trust. That will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.